Now, in 1998, the first big UK internet company was born. FreeServe sold dial-up internet connections and email accounts. You needed to collect a CD from Dixons to set up email. It was very exciting, and FreeServe took off. It became Britain's first dot-com to float on the stock market, and by early 2000, it had 2 million subscribers. Compare that with BT's 400,000 at the time. Then the dot-com bubble burst. FreeServe was taken over by Wannado, and then Orange, and then after Orange and T-Mobile merged, FreeServe became part of EE. Still with me? I'm telling you this because as of the 31st of May, EE is closing all FreeServe email accounts. According to an email from EE to FreeServe customers, it's to move to a better email experience.
Unfortunately, it will not be possible to retain your FreeServe email address after the service closes. If you do not save your emails before the 31st of May 2017, you won't be able to access them anymore. They'll be deleted from our servers. You will also no longer be able to send or receive emails from your FreeServe email address. Our terms do let us withdraw the service.
Graham Swain from London got the email. He uses his FreeServe account to help run his live music business.
I've got emails contacting me from 15 years ago for stuff that's still going on in Africa and other places across the world where they've still got that email address from a card I gave them, and or they may message me once a year, and so there was no reason to change it. Your inbox is there, your contacts are all there, etc., etc. On that email, they had a number of listings down below. They said, we're being very nice, we're giving you a lot of notice, but our terms and conditions allow us to do it. But we recommend you go to Gmail, and you can export everything over to Gmail. I spent 2.5 hours last night with a colleague who's very up on all this stuff, and we set up Gmail accounts, but there are some criteria that they don't tell you. Every email in your sent box, you have to click on individually and send it across to Gmail, of which there are hundreds in my sent box. It does say in the email that you can send all your contact across. We couldn't find how to do that last night, and I still don't know how to send that. And of course, that's quite critical, all those email contact addresses. I don't know. I'm not an expert on this, but I will want to know whether under the Data Protection Act they can actually do this. They can actually take your data away.
Graham Swain, well, the technology expert Tom Cheesewright is here. Tom, can they?
They absolutely can. So they own the domain, everything after the at symbol. They own the servers on which this is all operating, and they don't ever appear to have promised to give you a permanent service, if you like. So yes, they can shut this down.
Is it, well, FreeServe has gone through so many takeovers, haven't they? It's not just people with the word FreeServe in their email address that will have this issue, is it?
No, there's a whole family of FreeServe addresses, FS Business, FS Life, there's Orange addresses, Wannado addresses. If you signed up with this company in any of its previous incarnations, you may well have an address with them.
So this isn't really about people losing their email accounts, is it?
No, the vast majority of people probably do have a Gmail account or their own domain name. But it's about that first address you had. It's about the address you used to register, perhaps for your Facebook account, or the address you used to recover accounts when you lose your password. You may only use this very occasionally. It's that occasional access you're going to lose. You may not know you've lost it until it's too late.
But isn't, you know, lots of people will say, oh, gosh, you're making a big fuss over nothing here. I've had emails and I've had more emails than I've forgotten about. I mean, is it really a problem?
I think email was their first source of identity online. It was the way we identified who we were. And so losing one of those forms of identity, even if it's just a shard, one you don't use very often, it can be quite problematic for all the things you signed up for.
And there is this archive issue, isn't it? It's also a record of your life over the past, 15, 17 years.
Absolutely. And part of the problem, the reason they're moving off this, is it's on a pretty archaic system that's hard to back up from. As Graham says, you have to manually forward all of your sent emails. You can't just export them on block into your new system. It's okay for the mails you've received. You can move all of those into your inbox and then import them into a new account. But your sent mails, you're going to have to do manually.
What, one by one?
Pretty much.
And is there absolutely no fix? There's no way you can just select them all and move them into another box somewhere?
This is all running on what seems to be a pretty old pop mail system, which doesn't have that capability.
It's going to take ages, isn't it? Now, we heard Graham explaining that kind of frustration. Is there any suggestion, any ideas for how people might get around?
I think the good news about the contact is once you move the email address into a new system, you're probably going to move the contact with it. I think be selective, forward what you can in terms of the sent emails, but move everything you want to keep on the inbound side into your inbox and hope that maybe some of the ones you miss on the outbound are part of an email chain. But it's not going to be easy for those people who've been using this address constantly for the last 15 years.
Oh, Tom Chee's right. You're going to stand over people and say, no, move that one, move that one, move that one. Tom Chee's right. Technology correspondent, thank you. Just before we move on, Jan Fanning says, despite coming from a middle-class home, as a post-war girl, I wore a lot of hand-me-downs and homemade clothes. Some of the embarrassing items included a Liberty bodice with rubber buttons, hand-knitted navy blue knickers and boys' black lace-up school shoes. I bet you looked a dream. Now, what has 12 sides and could be burning a hole in your pocket by this time tomorrow? It's the new £1 coin, and it's about to go into circulation. It's the